Last month, the Auditor General published a report on the Scottish Government's consolidated accounts for 2015-2016. I'm here with Mark Taylor, Assistant Director at Audit Scotland and part of the team which audits the Scottish Government. Mark, can you tell us what this report is about?
Well, the consolidated accounts reflect the areas the Scottish Government is directly responsible for, and that's about 90% of the spending approved by the Scottish Parliament. The accounts tell us how much the government spent against each budget heading and the reasons why there might be significant differences between planned and actual spending. It's really important to have information about how the government has managed its budget, what was spent and what was achieved, so the consolidated accounts are a key part of the government's accountability to the Scottish Parliament and to the public. The Auditor General highlights areas for improvement to support the scrutiny of public finances. The report also shows how the first of the new tax and borrowing powers affected the government's finances.
So has the Scottish Government underspent or overspent in this year?
So the accounts show an underspend of £392 million. That's roughly 1% of the Scottish Government's overall budget. So although £392 million is in itself a significant amount of money, it's actually a relatively small underspend for a budget of that size.
And how have the new devolved taxes, which came on stream this year, affected this budget?
This was the first year that the Scottish Landfill Tax and the Land and Buildings Transaction Tax have been reflected in the Scottish Government's budget. Together, these taxes raised £74 million more than was initially forecast. Under the new rules agreed, this amount can now be carried over to offset any gaps in revenue we may see in future years. As we know, tax revenues are impossible to predict with absolute certainty. Over the coming years, we're going to see more financial powers devolve to Scotland, and this is coming at a time of pressure on the public purse and uncertainty created by the EU referendum result. And the way the new powers affect the budget will become increasingly complex. That's why it's more important than ever that we have transparent, comprehensive and timely information about budgeting and financial reporting.
The report points to some of the improvements the Scottish Government has made in its approach to financial reporting. What are they?
Scottish Government has taken some steps this year to strengthen the transparency of public finances. To give you an example, there's now extended commentary on items in the balance sheet, and there's also some new information about how the accounts relate to other parts of the public finances, but we think there's more to do. We want to see the Scottish Government build on this and provide clear information about all the things that affect the budget, such as the block grant, devolved taxes, borrowing and reserves. To see it set out clearly how all these elements come together support overall spending and provide a full picture of the financial position across all parts of the devolved public sector.
Are there any other highlights in the report you think are important?
The Auditor General highlights some of the difficulties around the CAP Futures programme, including the IT system used to provide common agricultural policy payments. The loan scheme the Scottish Government brought in for farmers earlier this year has introduced some risks to the budget, such as the making of duplicate payments or overpayments. Another significant issue is the European Commission's decision to suspend three of the four European structural funds that are managed by the Scottish Government. As the report points out, the Scottish Government has made self-corrections to lift the suspensions, but it has had to provide for £14 million in grant funding that it estimates it will now be unable to recover.
Can you tell me, is there any work going on at Audit Scotland right now to support this process of making public finances more transparent?
Yes, there's an independent review underway of the Scottish budget process to make sure it's working well as more financial powers come to the Parliament. The Auditor General is one of the external experts on this group. At Audit Scotland, we're also doing what we can to support Parliament's scrutiny of the new powers and the public finances. We do this by contributing our views based on our experience of auditing the public finances, and by giving evidence on our reports to the Public Audit Committee and to others.
Mark, thank you very much.